I tightened the last bolt on our solar chicken door and sat back to look at my work. It was a little crooked, and I could see daylight on one side, but it worked. It would keep out predators. "Good enough for a Sutton," I said to my 4-year-old son Sawyer next to me. "Want to try it out?" Given Sawyer's level of excitement, I might have just asked him if he wanted to get a puppy, which I was definitely not asking. 15 new chicks were enough tiny animals for this single mom. Saw jumped up and slapped his still chubby fingers over the solar gauge, then pumped his fist in the air when the door slid shut. "We did it!" he shouted. "You are a genius, Mom." I smiled. I'd started saying that when I successfully constructed his wooden train set without any extraneous pieces, and he'd quickly picked up on the saying. Not that I discouraged him. "We are both geniuses," I said. "We make a good team." I put my hand out for him to give me a high five. "Now, are you ready to go get our chicks?" It was early September, and I'd let Sawyer stay home from preschool today just so that we could go to the post office together to pick up our new baby birds. I'd ordered chicks from a hatchery and received them in the mail several times, but it never failed to amaze me that living creatures were shipped like dog treats. Even so, the chicks from this hatchery were almost always quite healthy and quite loud when they arrived. That loudness was the reason Saw and I got up extra early and got the coop door installed. We wanted to be able to go get the birds as soon as we got the call from the post office, and that call had come in 10 minutes ago. I didn't want to make the postal workers have to put up with 15 tiny peeping voices for any longer than necessary. "Yes," Sawyer said, and bolted for the car. Then he paused and looked back, shouting, "We're not taking Beauregard, right?" I shook my head vigorously. "Definitely not." Our Maine Coon cat, Beau, was typically very laid back, if slightly crotchety. But even his apathy and laziness might be disrupted by the sight of day-old chicks. "No, baby birds and kitties don't mix," I said. It was going to be a chicken-filled day. After we brought our babies back and installed them in the brooder we'd made from a tote, we were going over to our neighbor Jackie's house to take down her old chicken coop. She'd never used it, and lately raccoons had been taking up residence in the building. I had told her that I could probably use the wood in my architectural salvage business, and she'd offered to give it to me if I took down the building. I was happy to trade labor for product most days, but especially when it was a kindness for a neighbor. Given that the building was pretty small, I thought Sawyer and I could probably handle it by ourselves. And I'd told Saw that he could have some of the wood to build something of his own to sell in the shop. The boy was surprisingly good with a hammer, and even if whatever he made came out really wonky, I knew two grandparents who would proudly make the purchase for their own home. The chicks were as loud as expected when we got to the post office, and Sawyer spent the whole ride back to our house talking to them and imitating their peeps at ever louder volume. By the time we got them out of the box, had dipped their beaks into the water to teach them to drink, introduced them to the food, and checked the temperature under the heat lamp, I was ready for the alternative noise of hammers and crowbars. We walked over to Jackie's house, and as we strolled down her long drive, I looked at the small white house that sat facing the back of mine on the small hill across the ravine created by the train tracks. On the historic map of the area, that white house was here early as 1838, and I enjoyed looking at it and thinking about the farmer that lived there. Maybe a bachelor, maybe a young couple. They had likely farmed most of the land around us for subsistence and a small profit. And while I imagined the chicken coop we were about to take down had at least been resided, if not entirely rebuilt, in the centuries since the farm was established, it probably sat on the same spot as every coop before it. Geographic change is not something that came easily on farm spaces. We walked up onto Jackie's porch, me via the steps and Sawyer via her wheelchair ramp, and before he could even ring the doorbell, she was there with her taupe glasses and warm smile. "Hi, Saw," she shouted. "Would you rather walk in or get a wheelie ride?" Saw looked at her and said, "Wheelie, please," before climbing into her lap in her wheelchair and letting her spin him around and then give him a wheelie ride into the living room.